Blog Talk Radio.
From around the world, in the chat room, and on the phone. Welcome to In the Studio with Lenis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Welcome, everybody. We're so glad that you're here and supporting or joining the show. We appreciate both. Well, I'll tell you, we haven't been on for a while, and I just thought there's some information I needed to share. We need some in-the-studio shows. We still have our regular weekly shows that come on, but I said, I need to come on and do this. So anyway, I'm back, and as long as we got these hot topics, I tell you, it's going to be a fascinating show. So, you know, I cover current news, sports, and right now we're into the March Madness NCAA. And what else is going on? Oh, and the NBA, of course, the finals are coming up for that. Politics, whatever that's going on, from the White House to the outhouse, lifestyle, entertainment news, and the paranormal from time to time. So each week we're here at 6 p.m. on the West Coast and 9 p.m. on the East Coast. The phone number to the show, if you'd like to call in and talk, is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. You can go in there and have a discussion, opinion, comment. It's all good. Okay, now if you have something that you'd like for us to discuss, you can go to the website www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com, or we have a Facebook page, The Essence of Success Network. All right, you're fully covered now. Okay, so there's just been so many things in the news, and I've just, like I said, I'm an analytic empath. So, and I observe. I really do observe a lot of things, and I put it all together and go through it and read it again and look up this to see whatever, you know, so or listen to this and that. So anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about today. And in fact, let me just give you a quick little rundown. We're going to be talking about Black Ops, the Shadow Government, Uncommon Dialogue, about the government and the money. We're going to discuss the 28th Amendment, March horoscopes. I'll run those down right quick. And then we're also at the end going to talk about karma density. Yeah, you know that's going to be interesting. So anyway, let's get into this article that I wrote now. It's called Believe It or Not, The Black World. So it came out in February, and I don't know, I think people probably thought it was like because it was Black History Month that it had something to do with that, but no, totally opposite from that. So anyway, this is just my observations of gathered material. I hope you guys got your pen and paper out so you can take notes. Hello. The Illuminati is run by the Vatican and their unknown teams. The Cabal is run by the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the DuPonts, and Cheney. Our past vice president, he's up there. He's a scary little MF. SCAN, S-C-A-N, is run by the Queen of England, Russia, and Saudi Arabia. And I'm going to throw Iran in there, okay? Time travelers do not exist because there is no such thing as time. If there was, it would have to be a beginning and an end, and there is none. It's not. Besides, we are so advanced that technology and assistance, good or bad, from other beings is really not needed. Next is exposure and disclosure. There are a few folks, I shall give my opinion. Does not mean that you agree or disagree, y'all. This is just my opinion, okay? Food for thought. Stephen Greer is being managed quite well. They love his egotistical behavior. He discusses UFOs and a researcher and whistleblower people, a lot of stuff under there. And it's under SETI, S-C-E-T-I, if you want to go to, not now, but later on to YouTube, you look up Stephen Greer. But anyway, Stephen Greer is being managed quite well. He has a very big ego. Is he telling the truth? Yes, in some instances, but not all. Tom DeLonge, the jury is still out on this dude, okay, deciding. So as long as he stays in his lane, you'll be all right, Tom. David Wilcock, he's good at seeking information. I don't always trust his protective methods for whistleblowers. Have seen and heard how he has a Freudian slip, shall we say, and expose certain information that has been kept quiet or secret. He is a very selective bullshitter. I find his information 3 to 6 months backdated, but gives the appearance of being current. Corey Good, I find you credible, young man, to the point of not just your experiences, but to be able to maintain between a parallel universes, densities, and spiritualities. You are an ambassador for us on a paradigm shift level. Now, Mr. Emery Smith, I'll just say AKA Emery Smith, he's a whistleblower too that has come forward. I find you a credible scientist in AI, cloning, and ET biology. Very good. He's an outstanding scientist. In fact, he's working right now with Stanford University doing some tests. Inner Earth, well, of course there is. You can travel from Alaska underground to Washington State in about 1 hour's time. This planet is billions and millions of years old. There are beings, species, humans, hybrids living in Middle Earth. Some we still don't even know about, and they will keep it that way, okay? There's a transportation system miles down in Inner Earth where you can travel all over the planet if you so desire. There are bases down there run by the Black World or Black Ops, off the books, whatever you want to say, in total secret. Health and wellness. Well, let me just say this. There is no reason that any human living above on surface Earth should have any form of disease. Do you hear me? There is no reason that any human living above on surface Earth should have any form of disease, but excellent health and long lives. This is being hidden by the United Nations. Money talks and bullshit walks. You get my drift here, I'm sure. Okay. Religion. Well, let me pause while I laugh here a moment. First, there is no such thing as religion. It was made up by man. Secondly, the book that you call the Holy Bible, well, most of that is a lie. Maybe two books in there tell the real truth. There's a lot of books that are missing that really should be there. And those four guys, and what is it, Mark? Luke, John, I'm probably missing one, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they wrote those books 12 years after the man you call Jesus died. Okay, so, you know, it's everybody's interpretation. But anyway, the truth is there's only a couple of books in there, and I believe it's Galatians and Corinthians are the only two that are accurate. Okay, Jesus is a lie. He was made up by man to copy African spirituality with a Madonna. Now, there was a person in history way back thousands of years ago named Jesus the Christ. There has always been a Christ that's been on this earth, whether you call him Buddha, Muhammad, whoever, but there's always been a Buddha. And Jesus was, a Buddha, or not a Buddha, but a Christ. The Christ is their spirituality and their love for mankind as well as themselves. So, yes, Jesus was a carpenter. Yes, he did live as a human being, but what you're being taught about him is not correct. And he did come as a Christ to bring a message to help one another and learn to love one another. So anyway, but that's another show. So now you ask me, is God for real then? Well, the God particle is, yes. You are your own God to yourself. Love yourself, forgive yourself, and think the highest good, period. Everything goes back to source energy. Religion was put in place as a control mechanism, which was done quite well throughout history, wouldn't you say? If you want something to occur in your lives, then will it to happen for you. I will have this. I'm going to do this or whatever, but I will. I don't want to say need and want, because when you say those two words, you're always needing and you're always wanting. So humans are very powerful beings, and the universe knows this. The Earth is like Disneyland to our space sisters and brothers. There are more than 9 planets. Actually, there's 12, okay? That's another show, too. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. The Chinese, I believe it was, I think it was the Chinese, discovered this quite a few years ago. They shut that story down. All media did. They reported it for like all of 2 seconds, that it's not 9 but 12 planets out there. They shut it down. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's 12. And even the space station knows that, okay? The algorithms that we've been brought up to use have been by fives. That is incorrect. The math is all off. Your algorithms are 3s and 6s. So the fives, it's all off. So the bottom line on this, learn to love and love to forgive no matter what, even your President Trump, okay? I know that's kind of hard to do, but come on. All right, now the next article is Uncommon Dialogue about the money in the world. So here's, I got to start you off with a little bit of a laugh. I thought it was funny. You might too. But anyway, congrats to China, has more gold than any country in this world. You heard me. Congratulations to China, has more gold than any country in the world. We, the USA, on the other hand, have gold-plated bricks in Fort Knox. Now, that is a good laugh. If you buy 10-carat, 15-carat, 20-carat, 18-carat gold, like jewelry, someone is knocking on the counter for your change. Suggestion, only buy 24-carat gold, period. And your best quality is Indian gold. Okay, I mean in China, too, but India, 24 karat, it'll never turn. I don't care if you put Clorox on it, it ain't going to turn. Okay, now, I got a story for you. Here's a laugh. United States owed China a lot of money. China said, time to pay up, motherfuckers. This ain't no payday loan, okay? I'm clowning. So we sent China a shitload of gold bullion. China had their folks, their scientists and their engineers, check it out to make sure it was excellent quality. Boom! It was fake shit, y'all. Gold plated, not pure. Say what? USA was trying to pull a fast one and the U.S. Treasury. It's a laughable situation at its best. China said, we want our money, hoes. Pay the fuck up. So we gave them real estate. The city of Boston is owned by China. Excuse me? Yeah, okay, I'll say that again. So we gave them real estate in lieu of the gold that we own them. The city of Boston is owned by China. This is a true fact. Don't believe me? Research it for yourselves. I'll wait. Mm-hmm. I'll wait. Remember the hiccup in Hawaii a little while ago? That was not a test. A missile was fired from underwater, and another missile took it out. Sorry for the fellow that took the fall for this. Real world, real life. Did you think that the aliens were going to take the fall? Hell no. But they initiated it to happen. Guess they want to see war commence. Not happening, baby. Not long as Russia and China, UN are strong, okay? Another research it for yourselves. I'll wait. Mm-hmm. Now, disclosure is not going to happen the way you think. A lot of folks with different TV, radio shows, lecture series have their supposed so-called theories. Well, this is just my opinion and what I feel. Look up in March this month, sometime, I don't know when, maybe toward the middle of the month, and you just might see or hear about it, as Gomer Pyle would say, surprise, surprise, surprise. In other words, what will be, and it is what it is. We are living in the third and fourth density. Some of us, not many, live in the fifth and sixth density. My hat is off to you folks. Keep striving and living to do better for humankind. Excuse me. Forgive to love and love to forgive. We just might get there, y'all, with an elevated vibration and energy. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, right now, let's take a quick break. Be back in about a couple of minutes here. And we're going to go into the 28th Amendment. Just want to keep you up to date on what our Constitution says. All right, be back in about 2 minutes.
Let my life pass me by.
Trying to do it too. Well, welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with your girl Lydis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Welcome around the world in the chat room or on the phone in the chat room. Welcome in guest 950, I believe it was, and Ms. Sheha. You know, Sheha is our intuitive life coach that works with the Essence of Success Network as well. And she is definitely just a treat. She's here with us some Sundays in the chat room. So, of course, when you get the opportunity to come in and listen to the show Psychic Readings, you got to go in and talk to her. And her prices are good, too, y'all. So, you know, check the sister out. She all right. Okay, anyway, so if you missed the first part of the show, we were talking about, believe it or not, the black world, which is actually, I was talking about the black government, the ops off the books. So you can go back. It'll be on the front page of the website here tomorrow morning, so you can check it out and go back and listen. But anyway, in that particular subject, we discussed, just to highlight real quick, about the Illuminati, the Cabal, exposure, disclosure, inner earth, and religion. So that was under that one. And then the second one, the uncommon dialogue with a different perspective, we talked about China that has the most gold than any country in the world, and what's behind that. So, you know, you might want to check that out. And also, we talked about Hawaii, and the missile that went off there. So now we're getting ready to discuss the 28th Amendment. This will take less than 30 seconds to okay, an idea whose time has come. For too long, we have been too complacent about the workings of Congress. Many citizens had no idea that members of Congress could retire with the same pay after only one term, that they specifically exempted themselves from many of the laws they have passed, such as being exempt from any fear of prosecution for sexual harassment. Yeah, while ordinary citizens must live under those laws. The latest was to exempt themselves from the health care reform in all of its forms. Somehow, that doesn't seem logical. We do not have an elite that is above the law. I truly don't care if they are Democrat, Republican, Independent, or what the hell ever. The self-serving must stop. A constitutional convention, this is a good way to do that. It's an idea whose time has come. And with the advent of modern communication, the process can be moved along with incredible speed. Social media, There's talk out there the government doesn't care about what the people think. This is irrelevant. It is incumbent on the population to address elected officials to the wrongs inflicted against the populace. You and me, think about this. And I've always suggested when you have problems, whether it's with your bills, your neighborhood, your community, whatever, write your senator, let him know. Or if there's laws that are getting ready to be passed, put your two cents in, write a letter to him, or email. I think you can even email most of them now. The 26th Amendment granting the right to vote for 18-year-olds took only 3 months and 8 days to be ratified. Why? Simple. The people demanded it. That was in 1971, before computers, y'all, before email even, before cell phones, okay? Of the 27 amendments to the Constitution, 7 took 1 year or less to become the law of the land, all because of public pressure. I'm asking each addressee to forward this email to me, okay, whatever. In 3 days, most people in the United States of America will have the message. This is one proposal that really should be passed around. Proposed 28th Amendment to the United States Constitution. Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to the senators and or representatives, and Congress shall make no law that applies to the senators and or representatives that does not apply equally to the citizens of the United States of America. Hello, somebody. Okay, well, now I told you I was going to do horoscopes. You know I do them every month. And I think next month you guys look for me. I'm going to do a video. I'm going to try that out and see how, you know, hopefully I'll do good. I'll see. But anyway, I'm going to try that out and do the horoscopes on the video. And so I'll post it on all the social media so you guys can get a chance to see it. Okay, so these are your March 2018 horoscopes. And I did the theme this month of new beginnings. Okay, Aries, you will face what you have to or the problems contingent thereon. Put your chin up and carry on. Taurus, previous obstructions will begin to break down and you will be given a fresh start, a token of what is to come that will herald the beginning of a better and brighter tomorrow. Gemini, you will be completely absorbed in new projects and activities. And if you have been estranged from a friend or a loved one, you will be reunited or reconcile your differences. Cancer, problems in the home or with your family will begin to ease off, but your desire for love and romance will increase, Cancer. Leo, you can expect a sudden surge in your love life and the advances of an intriguing foreigner or someone from a different country, culture, or background. Virgo, you'll have a decision to resolve a conflict by cutting off the person who caused it or by withdrawing emotionally. Libra, you'll cut through adversity, see things the way they really are, and set things straight in your personal affairs. Also, someone you've been putting off or stringing along is going to call. Scorpio, you will attract a lot of attention, be sought after both personally and professionally, Scorpio, and become all things to all people. Sagittarius, you will take inventory and analyze issues from a different angle, but you will think about things instead of actually just doing them until the right moment to act approaches. Capricorn, someone will help you make a change for the better by revealing a new approach or alternative to a matter of great concern. Aquarius, an admirer could come to visit and stay. Pisces, You will offer your services to others and seek to aid those who could benefit from your experience, Pisces, or you'll be on the verge of saying yes to a major venture or project. And those are your March horoscopes. Okay, so with that, we'll have another quick break, and then we're going to go into karmic density. Okay. Here we go. Be right back in a couple of minutes. Don't go nowhere. Welcome back. You're listening to In the Studio with Lenas here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Okay, well, we are back, and what we're going to talk about now is karma density. You can look this guy up on YouTube. His name is Ethan with the two N's, last name of Fox. And he does a lot of this type of work. He's not a religious person or anything like that, but he is a spiritual-driven person. So now I've added to that and made it a prayer as well as a meditation. Even more so than what he started it with. But even his is good. That's why I mentioned his name, because he's the original. He's a person that began this. So karma density, this is how it goes. You would say, I release all karma density, spiritual, mental, and physical. to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. And then your closing is, I create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies, excuse me, from assailing me. So, okay, let me do a couple of them with you. And if you go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.com, scroll down to blog news, karmic density is right at the top. So if you want to copy and paste and print it up for yourself to have it with you yourself anytime, I would suggest doing it every morning. Some people do it every night, but I would definitely tell you, suggest that you do it at least for 7 days in a row. At least for 7 days, and then just jot down what's the difference between Sunday of this week and Sunday of next week after 7 days of saying this. So let me do it as we do it together. I release all karmic density, or I'll say we. Let me do it that way. But when you see the prayer, it's I, because you're doing it. We release all karmic density from our vibrations and our energies. Three times. We release all karmic density from our vibration and our energies. We release all karmic density from our vibration and our energy to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our will be done. Now, we can do another one. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically, past, present, and future, from the earth, the moon, and the sun. We release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically, from our past, our present, our future, and from the planet Earth, the moon, and the sun. Again, we release all karmic density spiritually, mentally, and physically, past, present, and future, and from the planet Earth, the moon, and the sun, to the collective conscious in love. Thank you. We create this impenetrable shield which blocks and prevents all negative energies from assailing us. So be it, our wills be done. Okay, and that's your karmic density lesson and prayer and meditation. I'll roll up into one, okay? Now, you know, I always do the news of the weird when I do my show in the studio just to give you something to laugh at and the show to end on a smile on your face. So, police in Mainz, Germany, responded to an apartment building after cries were heard from within one unit early on February 17th. The Associated Press reported that when they arrived, officers found two men, a 58-year-old tenant and a 61-year-old visitor, hopelessly locked up with a mannequin dressed as a knight in a large remote controller car. The men were too drunk to explain how they had become entangled, and one officer remarked that the whole thing would have remained a funny episode if the younger man had not become more than impolite. He now faces a charge of insulting officers. Yeah, because you know they clown your butt. How the hell you get mixed up with a mannequin, with a night mannequin and a large remote control car? Y'all sick, you crazy. Okay, this story is people different from us. Metro News reported on February 20th that travelers remained silent for 20 minutes while a fellow passenger on a Euro Airlines flight from Antalya, Turkey to Moscow used the air vent above her seat to dry a pair of her drawers. Her underwear. Okay. Witnesses reported that the woman showed no shame and that everybody was looking with interest and confusion. Debate raged later. However, after video of the woman was posted online, with one commenter speculating like maybe the takeoff was sort of extreme, so now she has to dry those. Ooh. Least competent criminals. Shanghai, China. Police posted a video on social media of two men trying to break into a business on February 14th by using bricks to shatter the glass storefront. But as United Press International reported, when suspect A's brick bounced off the glass, he bent to retrieve it and ended up squarely in the path of suspect B's brick, which struck him in the head and apparently knocked him the hell out. In the video, suspect B can be seen dragging suspect A away from the store. Police remark, if all burglars were like this, we wouldn't need to work overtime. Oh, God, that's funny. A drug smuggler, from Brazil apparently didn't know he was under investigation by the National Anti-Narcotics Trafficking Unit in Portugal when he arrived on a flight February 12th wearing a set of false butt cheeks filled with 2.2 pounds of cocaine. The 32-year-old unidentified man was detained at the Tax and Customs Authority and searched, where his unusual derriere aroused suspicion. An accomplice waiting for him at a Lisbon train station was also arrested and charged with drug trafficking. Well, I've heard it all. Now y'all smuggling in ass. I tell you, hope you don't pass gas. Okay, this story is the Litigious Society. Crestline, California resident Claudia Ackley, 46, has teamed with Discovering Bigfoot filmmaker Todd Standing to sue the state of California, requested on January 18th that state agencies acknowledge the existence of Sasquatch species. Ackley and her daughters, 11 and 14, said they were hiking a trail at Lake Arrowhead in March 2017 when they noticed a large figure braced in a pine tree. "I ran into a Sasquatch, a Bigfoot. We were face to face," Ackley told the San Bernardino Sun. Forest rangers insisted at the time that Ackley and her daughters had seen a bear, and Ackley fears that by not acknowledging the presence of the legendary creatures, the state is putting the public at risk. "People have to be warned about these things," she said. "They are big." Yeah, okay. Firefighters Danny, 49, from Toronto, was the subject of a week-long search by more than 250 people using drones, dogs, and helicopters starting February 7th. When he disappeared from Whiteface Mountain Ski Resort in New York's Adirondacks. When he finally turned up in California at the Sacramento International Airport on February 13th, he was still dressed in his ski pants and ski boots, and he still had his helmet, along with a new iPhone and a recent haircut. But according to the Syracuse Post-Standard, Danny couldn't tell officers anything about how he had traveled across the country other than he rode in a big rig-style truck and slept a lot. The truck dropped him off in downtown Sacramento, but he was unable to explain how he got to the airport. He was taken to an area hospital. Strange. Compelling explanation. A woman claiming to be on a mission from God led a Kentucky State Police trooper on a chase at speeds of up to 120 miles per hour on February 10th, stopping only when another trooper pulled in front of her car, according to the Elizabethtown, Kentucky News. Connie Lynn Allen, 52, of Goodlettsville, Tennessee, told officers that she was Mother Mary en route to pick up baby Jesus and that God had given her permission to speed, huh? She also said she had died 6 years ago. She was charged with several offenses and is being held in Hardin County. Yeah, hold on to that one, girlfriend. Staffers at a Bengal, Maine daycare called Watch Me Shine were happy to receive Valentine cookies made by a parent until those who ate them started to feel high. Within 15 minutes, teachers were reporting they had concerns about those cookies. About 12 staff members felt the effects of the treats, which was confiscated by the police and are being tested. If they find something they shouldn't be in the cookies, Norwich said, that's a big problem and we'll make sure it's addressed. The daycare has instituted a new policy that no outside food can be brought in for the children or staff. Yeah, because all y'all was high as a Georgia kite. I can tell you that. Donna Walker of Linthwaite, England, just wanted a nice night out to celebrate her 50th birthday. She wasn't anticipating a trip to the emergency room. Walker, along with her husband Carlton, 45, and their two sons, were waiting for takeout food at the Atlantis restaurant in Holmfirth, West Yorkshire, early on February 18th, when a brawl broke out. The Walkers didn't know what started the fight, but when the fight spilled out of the takeaway, I said to Donna to stay inside. When I turned around, my wife was at the doorway being attacked and was covered in blood. My son was being strangled. Donna sustained a 2-inch gash on her forehead and was bitten on the arm by the young woman who attacked her, calling for a tetanus shot and antibiotics. I wiped my eye and saw all the blood, Donna said. I had no idea I had been struck. We're still looking for the attackers at press time. Wow. Wow. Animal antics. At 10 Downing Street in London, Larry the Cat is an institution charged with chasing away mice and offering pet therapy to any willing caressers. Meanwhile, at the Foreign Office, Palmerston the Cat serves the same purpose, but Larry and Palmerston have a long-running feud. According to the Telegraph, on February 16, they went at it again. Jezebel reported that fur was ripped and a collar torn off as the two cats duked it out in the street. Nick Dixon of Good Morning Britain said it appeared that Palmerston won this round. Palmerston seemed to strut out of Downing Street. Larry seemed a bit dazed and confused after the fight. Oh, my God. How silly can you get, huh? Well, that is about it. I think I'm about to call it a night, and I'm so glad that you guys enjoyed. And those stories, like I said, go to the website, and you can see them and read them again yourself, the articles, I should say, not the stories, but the article. And don't forget the karmic density is up there, and as well as your March horoscopes. And I want to thank you again for joining me, whether it's around the world in the chat room or if you're on the phone. I just had a wonderful, wonderful time, and you guys have a good evening. Be good to one another, okay? And, oh, check me out on Friday. I'm on at 6 o'clock with Friday Traffic Jam. Music, music, music. And then don't forget Sunday at 3, Friday Traffic Jam is at 6 p.m., and Sunday at 3 p.m. is Psychic Readings, okay? So I'll see you there. Have a good one, and if no one's told you they love you today, I do. Thank you.